Google to publish costs of bin collection fiasco. Uttlesford Council will publish a report detailing the costs incurred by the loss of its waste collection vehicle licence in January. It will cover how much was paid over the licence issue, including the cost of a replacement licence, the sum of money paid to external organisations for assistance with the collection and disposal of the district's waste, all overtime payments to members of council staff and associated legal costs. Chief Executive Peter Holt said at the time that the council's vehicle licence was revoked as a result of an administrative oversight by the authority, which led to the highly regrettable situation. SK councillor Neil Reeve, residents for Uttlesford, Broad Oak and the Hallingberries, the council's portfolio holder for environment and climate change, personally apologised for the situation, which he said had been pretty horrible for a lot of people and had led to uncertainty, unhappiness and all sorts of complaints. However, he said, I'm confident that residents are not going to have any council tax increases as a result of this. I'm sorry, I tried my best, but I think the administration did a wonderful recovery job. Councillor Reeve also thanked Braintree District Council for its support in sending its own waste collection vehicles to collect the mounting rubbish across Uttlesford, saying that it really stepped up to the plate.